you're kind of getting started in the business as an actor or crew, and you want to make sure that you're getting additional gigs. So here's just some tips that will help that out, because it is a small industry and the word gets around. And if you're difficult to work with, or if you have a bad attitude, or you don't show up on time, the word will get around and people will not cast you. I did a film and one of my actors was a real pain in the ass. Later on, somebody actually called me that was thinking about casting this person and said, "Hey, I saw that you worked with them. What are they like?" I was honest. I said, "You cast them if you want, but I would never cast them again." And vice versa. I've worked with a gentleman numerous times in the past because I know he's fantastic to work with. He shows up with a good attitude. He's there. And even if he might not necessarily be the perfect fit for the role, I will still cast him because I know I can rely on him. And this is kind of stuff that's very important in this industry. Even top-tier productions, the word gets out in regards to if you're difficult to work with or not, and that will affect your ability to get roles. So I think that's kind of a key item if you want to get cast and you want to keep working. Don't burn any bridges. Don't basically tell somebody to F off for some reason, or, you know, basically have that bad attitude that I mentioned. That will burn those bridges. Maybe the person deserves it. That's entirely possible, right? Luckily, we're getting into an area where lead actors and directors can no longer behave inappropriately and treat people like crap, and they get called out for it more. But it's still something to keep in mind. If maybe they're treating you terribly, you know, maybe not, don't say anything, but just don't ever work with them again in the future if they want you to work with you, that kind of stuff. So just say yes, okay, no problem, and then get done with the project and move on to something else. Be a team player. On smaller productions, help out. Right? On big productions, you won't be allowed to help out. So let's say somebody's moving something from somewhere else. Don't offer to help. There's going to be some union person there saying, "Hey, no, that's our job," kind of a thing. Or even if it's non-union production, it's still potentially somebody else's job. But on small, like no budget or very low budget productions, if they're setting up a scene and you're just standing around being like, "Hey, do you need me to help you with that?" And if they are willing to accept your help, they'll say yes. If not, no worries, just continue to stand back. That kind of stuff. If an actor is saying lines off camera, it can be kind of frustrating if they're just saying the lines to somebody with a script in their hand, responding. So it's hard to get that natural reaction. If you're supposed to be that other actor and you're there and you're available, say the lines with them. It'll help them out in order to make their comments or reactions, whatever, more natural, and it'll help you out a little bit because you get to rehearse your lines a little bit. As an actor going into lines, come prepared, have your lines memorized. Maybe you're getting something on the day or even day before, and you can be like, "Look, I'll be there, but I don't guarantee that I'm going to have these lines memorized because I just haven't had enough time to work on them." But if you have enough time to learn your lines, and come prepared to do the scene and perform. It's so frustrating if you have an actor on set and they've had plenty of time to learn their part and they keep flubbing their lines because they didn't take the time to learn their part. It slows everything down and productions can go long. This is why they go long. And so, well, this and plenty of other reasons why they go long, but this can contribute to that. On that subject, shoots will go long. They will always go longer than you think they're gonna go. So don't make plans in the evening, especially with small productions. I've seen this happen where people are like, "Well, I got dinner plans, I gotta go." Don't make dinner plans, all right? Just expect that you're gonna spend the day filming. Make your dinner plans for the next day. That way, you're not in a rush to get out of there. I've been on sets where actors will literally say, "Okay, I'm going to do this film in the morning and this film in the afternoon." They will actually commit to doing two different projects. Don't do that. Be upfront with whatever one, saying, "Hey, I got this day available. I can do it." And even if they're saying, "Well, you'll be done by one," odds are you won't be done by one. It'll probably be later. Maybe you will be. Maybe you'll get lucky and be able to run to the other shoot. But again, then you're running and you're changing characters and you're feeling rushed. So don't do that, especially on small productions where they will take longer to film. Have a good attitude. Just show up, smile, or, you know, just don't be a jerk and don't have a bad attitude. Just kind of sit back, relax, let people do their thing. You do your thing. And have a good attitude about being there. You are very lucky to be on a film set. It is a great place to be. It is my favorite place to be, or on a stage. If you're a stage actor, also my favorite place to be. And so I'm not going to do something that will prevent me from doing that and again and in the future. And so even if I show up, I did a film not long ago, I literally walked on, said a line, walked off. And I kind of was stuck there most of the day waiting to do that one bit. I wasn't like, oh, come on, this is ridiculous. I showed up, do my one line, leave. Blah, 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 blah. I sat back, I drank, I had my cup of tea, and I drank my tea, and I talked to people when they weren't filming or off to the side, and had a good attitude. And the people, the director, assistant director, were like, hey, thank you for coming. Thank you for having a good attitude. Thank you for waiting, because I did. And now, potentially, maybe they're going to do something later on, and they'll be like, hey, you know what? That Milo was great to work with, so let's give him a shot, maybe a bigger role in this next production. This is kind of an interesting one, but I don't know how it necessarily relates to this, but I feel like I should call it out, and that's have something else in your life if you're getting into acting, because you might go weeks without getting cast. You might do auditions where you are really, really want the part, and then you never hear back again, that kind of stuff. And I think it's important to have something else in your life, because if you do, that will give you something else to think about. So for me, with auditions, I go, I do the audition, or usually it's self-tapes now, I send the self-tape off, and I literally forget about it. Like, okay, I don't literally forget about it, because that would be an interesting trick, but I don't think about it, I don't stress about it, I just move on to my whatever else is going on in my life. And it has made me much less stressed about getting roles. And so I think that's very important as well. So there you go. There are just a few quick little tips if you are looking to get into acting.